the radio buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. Hank Williams Jr. put in a timeout of sorts by ESPN.
Hank Williams is a bit of a bad boy. That's his image.
Political and image consultant Maurice Bonamigo speaking with Tony Cruz at WHAS in Louisville. ESPN pulled Hank's song, Are You Ready for Some Football?, from the broadcast of Monday Night Football as a result of comments made by Williams on Monday morning's Fox and Friends on Fox News Channel. During the interview, Williams spoke about a golf game in June involving Obama and House Speaker John Boehner against Vice President Biden and Ohio Governor Kasich, initially calling it one of the biggest political mistakes ever. To emphasize his opinion, Williams went on saying, "Come on, that'd be like Hitler playing golf with Netanyahu."
What he said, he did not call Obama or did not compare Obama with Hitler. So let's clarify that. He used an analogy of Boehner and Obama as an analogy of Hitler and Netanyahu.
So there's going to have to be some major damage control here in order to maintain his image, right? What does Hank need to do?
What Hank Williams needs to do, instead of going on Facebook and initial some ridiculous, stupid apology, which I don't buy because that's a cop-out, he needs to come out on national television, radio, whatever you want to call it, and say, look, yeah, you know, I said something. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. I'm sorry I said it. You know, it was a mistake. I didn't, you know, call Obama or Boehner or Hitler, whatever. I'm sorry. Let's move on. Over and done with. You got to do that.
Buzzing right along, drunk on Facebook? A new study suggests that a student's Facebook page may actually show whether he or she is at risk for alcohol dependence or abuse.
It basically picked a bunch of profiles, 300 profiles, and had a little over 200 of them fill out the big survey that tells us whether somebody may be at risk for alcohol dependence, called the audit test.
A simple 10-question multiple choice test. What did it show?
People on this survey who filled out the audit, who showed that they might be at risk for alcohol dependence, were also the same ones who posted high-risk material on their Facebook.
Researchers concluded that those students, as Dr. O'Keefe mentions, who posted pictures or messages about getting drunk or even passing out were more likely to be at risk than those students who may have just mentioned drinking on their pages. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.